I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 11th. Shots fired inside a Quincy restaurant last night. Police say two shots were fired in the restroom of Cronin's Public House on Des Moines Road in Quincy Point by an unruly patron just after 8:30 last night. Owner and retired Quincy police officer Mike Cronin confronted 44-year-old Michael Rosa of Quincy inside the restroom after Rosa was allegedly disruptive and yelling obscenities in the restaurant. Rosa reportedly pulled a 9mm handgun and fired two shots during a struggle with Cronin, but no one was hurt. Cronin subdued Rosa until officers arrived. He was arrested and taken to South Shore Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Rosa is being held on assault and firearms violations for an appearance in Quincy court later today. Police say Rosa has a valid firearms license. A petition drive is underway to try and stop Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch from spending $850,000 on two large statues for the new Quincy Police Station. A Change.org petition drive was started yesterday after it was revealed that the mayor has commissioned two 10-foot-tall bronze statues of St. Michael and St. Florian to adorn the new station. St. Michael is the patron saint of police officers and St. Florian the patron saint of firefighters. Opponents, including retired police officer Ward 5 Councilor Dan Minton, say the statues are excessive, and in particular, the St. Michael statue depicts brutality that does not represent the police department. Others argue against religious symbols on public buildings. Minton suggested a statue of a normal-sized police officer welcoming the public. The petition drive says the statues are inappropriate for a diverse city, and that the secrecy surrounding the project from its inception goes against good governance. It also calls the price tag a reckless misuse of tax money. Mass General Brigham, the largest healthcare system in Massachusetts, announced layoffs yesterday that will affect hundreds of workers, citing a $250 million projected budget gap. The layoffs will be focused on non-clinical and non-patient-facing roles, according to CEO Dr. Ann Klebanski. She said the elimination, consolidation, or rescoping of a number of management and administrative positions will be complete in March. Mass General Brigham employs more than 82,000 people in the state. Company says it's giving market competitive severance packages and benefits coverage to affected employees. Some of the pressures cited by the company include inflation, operational inefficiencies, and a capacity crisis. Last year, Mass General announced it was adding 94 beds, as some patients are left waiting for days in the emergency department for a hospital bed. In recent years, the healthcare system has also expanded its home hospital program that sends nurses and other caregivers to a patient's house. It is actually cheaper than inpatient care. Mass General Brigham consists of several hospitals around the state, including Mass General Hospital, Brigham and Women's, Newton Wellesley, Salem, Mass Eye and Ear, McLean, and Spalding Rehabilitation. The fate of Trooper Michael Proctor's career at Mass State Police again went before a trial board of his colleagues yesterday, but there is no imminent decision on whether he should remain on the force based on his handling of the Karen Reed case. Yesterday's hearing concluded after several hours, and a state police representative announced that at least one more will be needed. Proctor's due back at police headquarters in Framingham on March 13th, and if another day is needed, that Friday as well. The hearings are not open to the public. When the trial board hearing concludes, any recommendations would be sent to the leader of the state police, Colonel Jeffrey Noble, and to the state's post commission. There is no timeline for how long that would take. Yesterday's hearing continued proceedings began last month, and it has implications far beyond Proctor's own career in law enforcement. With the retrial of Karen Reed's murder case coming up in just a couple of months, a lot's riding on the outcome of this trial board hearing. As the lead investigator in the Reed case, Proctor faced allegations of misconduct and criticism for his highly offensive text messages about Reed that were read aloud in court during the first trial. Proctor's initial suspension came after Reed's mistrial was declared last July. Governor Healey rolled out the red carpet yesterday to welcome King Abdullah of Jordan before the two sat down for talks about strengthening trade relations between the Bay State and the Middle Eastern nation. The head of the House of Hashim pulled up to the statehouse and alighted from a dark SUV. Healey greeted the king alongside her partner, Joanna Lydgate, as the first lady continues to take on a more visible role in the ceremonial aspects of the corner office. After handshakes at the front gate, they walked up the steps, and the king entered the Capitol through the central doors. The main doors are specially opened for visiting heads of state. The steps were lined with Massachusetts National Guard members. The Honor Guard came from the 26th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade, 104th Fighter Wing, and 102nd Intelligence Wing. The 54th Infantry Regiment, which is depicted in a bronze memorial across Beacon Street, provided a ceremonial color guard. Abdullah and Healey made their way to a first-floor meeting room for a business roundtable featuring representatives of Massachusetts' leading industries focused on shared economic ties. Massachusetts imported $15.3 million in goods from Jordan in 2023. Top imports from Jordan include apparel, electric machinery, and fruit and edible plant parts. The Bay State's top exports to Jordan include optic, photo, medical, or surgical instruments, vegetables, fruits and nuts, and electric machinery, sound equipment, and TV equipment. Massachusetts exported $7.3 million in goods to Jordan in 2023. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow up 167. The NASDAQ rose 190. And the S&P added 40. Stocks were down in Asia after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on all U.S. imports of steel and aluminum. The dollar was unchanged, and the euro was also flat, oil at $72 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Heat 103-85. They will be taking on the Spurs in Boston tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast: today, partly cloudy and a high of 33. Cloudy tonight, low of 17. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a high of 32. There'll be some snow overnight tomorrow and into Thursday before changing over to sleet and eventually rain, as Thursday's highs climb to the low 40s. Sunshine returns Friday with a high of 31. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Southwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20, and a high tide 9:30 a.m. Sunrise 6:46, sets 5:10. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 11th.